Michelle Held is singing and playing live here in Studio S today on WKAR's Live Music Friday. The Detroiter performs mostly her mostly original material, the occasional cover, I guess, but mostly original material. Is songwriting hard, or does it come relatively easy, Michelle?
Well, when I first started writing music, which wasn't too long ago, I wrote my first song summer of 2011. I got to music. Took me a little while to get to music. I kind of dabbled in a lot of different art forms first. But I used to think writing was really difficult. And my first song just kind of, I was trying to write music, and finally I wrote a song. It just kind of poured out of me, and I realized, wow, all you have to do is tell the truth.
Tell
the truth, like what's in my heart. If I really slow down and listen to what's in my heart and tell the truth, it comes a lot easier.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Well, let's hear a song now. This is called Rooted. Michelle Held here on Current State's Live Music Friday. Rooted, the name of that, from Michelle Held, who performed it live here in Studio S at WKAR on Live Music Friday. We'll make this our formal welcome to Current State. Nice to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
I take it you've done more live performing than recording, am I right?
I have thus far, yeah. I haven't quite got to the recording part yet, except for some home recordings that I've done, but I'm hoping to take care of that soon.
Okay. Are you looking forward to the recording process, or is your heart and soul really in live performance?
Oh, I definitely want to have leave a really beautiful album behind, hopefully.
Yeah, but there's such different things, though. you know, performing maybe with a couple people watching in some studio setting or your bedroom or your living room or wherever mm-hmm. it happens to be, and not having the same kind of feedback that you get in a live performance.
I want to be able to have something to for people to walk away with.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, I totally understand that, too. Do you gig mostly here in Michigan, or do you get about or travel outside the state, or what?
I've gotten out a little bit, but mostly in Michigan so far. I think once I do have an album, it would make more sense for me to tour around.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you play with a band, or are you strictly a solo?
I'm solo. I have started collaborating over the past couple of years with a couple other songwriters. There's a really nice, tight-knit songwriter community in Detroit, and kind of just organically started collaborating with a couple girls, Audra Kubat and Emily Rose, and we come together occasionally and harmonize on each other's songs.
Nice.
And still do our own thing at the same time.
Are they, now you grew up in the Detroit area.
I did, yes.
Right, but you live in the city now.
I've lived in the city for the past few years,
okay.
Yes.
What's the music scene like in Detroit?
It's hopping, and there's new venues popping up everywhere, you know, it's kind of...
That is so exciting.
Yeah, everything's changing. Every time I mean, Woodward is just total construction right now.
It's hard
to get around.
Yeah. There's a story that goes with your guitar, which is a sweet-sounding 1965 Gibson.
It is.
Looks like $1 million, and it sounds... Sounds even better. Tell us how you picked up that guitar.
Well, it was on consignment at Berkeley Music in Berkeley, Michigan, from a rabbi. And he was asking $1,200 for it, and I offered $1,111.11 because I thought it was lucky. And they called him to make him that offer, and he said he really, it took a while to get a hold of him because he said he really couldn't do business till Monday because it was Passover.
Oh.
But eventually he accepted the offer.
He sold it for $1,111.11.
Yes.
And did he ask why?
He laughed and he said that sounded like a good offer.
Okay. Sounded lucky to him too, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you have a more, since you focused on live performance here recently, you haven't been at this that long. You wrote your first song 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you have a most memorable live performance? Is there one that stands out in your memory?
Well, last year around this time, performed on my birthday last year, August 16th, at the Detroit Institute of Arts with Audra and Emily, who I mentioned. And that was pretty amazing to perform in that amazing venue.
Was that in the courtyard? Was it in the courtyard?
Yes, it was in the...
I cannot imagine how special that must have been.
It was...
That is such an extraordinary environment.
I can't imagine a better birthday.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to top it this year.
On your birthday.
Yeah.
Is it a good room for... I mean, it's...
The acoustics are amazing.
Okay, so the acoustics are good for what you guys did.
Oh, yeah, it was beautiful.
There's no other space I think I've ever been in quite like that courtyard. That's really special. Did you? What are your earliest musical memories?
Well, growing up, my parents, my dad listened to a lot of Motown, and I remember a lot of Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton from my mom, and a lot of standards and jazz standards, and that's kind of what I grew up on. Wasn't really till later that I started getting into songwriters when I first heard, you know, about the Bob Dylan Freewheel, and it kind of blew my mind. I didn't know that music, that you could kind of change things and say things that seem important.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he did.
I was like, wow. And then I really started getting into like the songwriters. And I love Nina Simone as well. And she has that great quote, "It's an artist's duty to reflect on the times." I love that quote. And that's what I love about both of them. And yeah.
Michelle Held is our guest here today. The Detroit-based singer, songwriter, guitarist performs this Thursday night at 7:30 in the Old Town General Store, part of their Concerts in the Courtyard program. I had a question and it just eluded. I know. I wanted to ask you about your vibrato. Several people have commented about your vibrato, and I have as well. It's really striking.
Yeah, thank you. I kind of shied away from it for a long time. When you're young, I sounded different and I got made fun of for it. I even had a voice teacher once tell me, you know, what is that? Don't do that.
Oh.
And It wasn't till, you know, I started tinkering around with the guitar and a friend heard it and she's like, what is that? Do more of it. I love it. And I kind of started embracing it. And now I feel really blessed to have that uniqueness in my voice.
Well, we want to remind everyone that you can learn more about Michelle and access some of her music at michelleheld.com, not surprisingly, and she will be performing live along with Jen Siggott, Dave Boutette, and Eric Allen, amongst others, 7:30 p.m. this Thursday night at the Old Town General Store. I'm going to turn the rest of it over back to Michelle Held, who can just strum or play or do whatever she wants here to take us to the top of the hour. Michelle, it was nice to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me. This world used to feel too big to get anywhere. Now feels too small and no one seems to care. But anything but their own personal dream. I want to live forever, do my eyes glow, does my skin gleam? Swimming in polluted oceans and magic potions. Look at me. Here from the cracks, I'm a wrinkled brown box. It knocks anything without the same packaging. And as my box gets shipped off to war, that's when I decide that I got something to fight for. By then it's too late and the damage is too great. Look for somewhere to bury my anger and fear. Cross an invisible line because it's safe here. Shout to you words of honor and respect, cause that's the 99 others crying. I continue to elect the one of a kind who has sold the old story to the weak, fragile mind.